Welcome to Perek Yud of Sefer Nehemiah. It's time for Nach. This Perek includes the final line of Tefillah of the ninth Perek. This is despite our Golos, the fact that we're currently under the dominion of foreign powers, we've established Council of Levim, Kohanim, to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, not all of Klal Yisrael made it back to Eretz Yisrael so far. A list of the Kohanim Levim, the signatories to this bris, this covenant that called for keeping mitzvahs, the nation accept with a shvo, with an oath, you're allowed to do to be mazariz yourself, to push yourself. General mitzvah observance talks about not marrying out, not purchasing merchandise on Shabbos, Shemitah, giving a third of the shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, wood for the altar, Bikurim, Bechoris, Maisa, Chalor as well. You know, all these various different mitzvahs. The Malbim, by the way, says that they went beyond the various things. For example, normally it's a half shekel, a third is less. You know, that's not going beyond. The other things later are going beyond. Rabag said that the value of the shekel had risen, and therefore a third was enough. Remember, the whole point of the half shekel, according to many, is to fund the karbonis. And therefore, if it was enough to have a third, because that's the new inflation, then a third is good enough. By the way, why these things? So, of course, Shabbos is central, and purchasing goods on Shabbos even though it may just be a rabbinic prohibition, it's not a deraisa, not to buy. It's not a malacha deraisa, let's say, but still, it's part of what Shabbos is about. It's resting. You know, the Ramban says it violates that say of Shabbos. Shemitah is essential, of course, to staying in Eretz Yisrael, and these various other things as well. The schusim, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael are very important. And the Ralbag writes that there was an extra system of checks by Nehemiah to make sure the Levim and Kohanim were not abusing their position. Therefore, what were they? For example, the Kohanim had to be there when the Levim received their Maaser gifts, in order that the Levim would not keep it for themselves fully, because they'd have to give a tenth to the Kohanim. The Levim had to bring this tenth to the Mikdash too. Again, the Malbim says that in certain respects, they went beyond the letter of the law. But I guess that's what one does when one is firstly inspired and willing to commit even more, hopefully bringing forward the Gula as well. That's how they were hoping to do. But that is the 10th Perek of Sefer Nehemiah.